Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie again. Nice to have you here, and thank you for calling in. Tonight I am open for calls for the Oracle card readings. I'm just going to read you the summary that I have here to explain the show. Tonight I'm offering Psychic Indigo Angel Oracle card readings. The card deck that I have here is by Doreen Virtue. And the angel and I will help to guide you to the answers that you seek through your card reading. You may not receive the answer that you want or expect, but trust that the loving and compassionate angels will deliver the message that is just right for you. Please join us. I look forward to connecting with all of you. Okay, so that's it. First caller is 916 area code. I'll be taking your call now.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy.
Wendy?
Yes.
Hi, Wendy. How can I help you today?
Well, I usually don't like to go to temp agencies, but I just met a recruiter, and I think we had a very good meeting. I'm thinking she views me as being very professional in the call center world, but I'm open to other opportunities. I also applied online at Dignity Health. It's not really call center. It's kind of more like data entry into a computer, which would be, I think it'd be pretty nice, and eHealth and HealthNet. Do you see me getting employment soon, hopefully something with longevity?
Did we talk last night?
Yes, but I hadn't gone to the interview that I had this afternoon.
Okay. I do think that you're going to get a job, but let's see. I feel like this job's going to lead you to something that is, it might sound a little dramatic, but that's something that's a divine purpose, something that is more meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as what that job is, I'm not getting what that job will be specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it'll be, will it be a job where you say it'll lead me to the job that I'll really love? Would it be within the same company?
No.
Okay. Do you know how it'll lead me to the other job?
I'm not really making that connection right now. The connection... I don't know. But all I know is that you're going to get a job, and then that job, you'll be searching, you'll find another job.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have an estimate of when I might be working? Would it be 2 weeks, a month?
I say 1 to 2 weeks, probably more like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello? Oh, I'm surprised I had so many callers last night, and today I seem to be short on callers, so I am going to draw from the card deck that I have. And this is just for, okay. I do have another caller, so. Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, Goldie. I was just listening. I spoke to you a moment ago. So I did not press button number one. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just going to pull some cards for anybody, for listeners, and hope that it will lead to some inspiration or insight into whatever. It's just a general card reading. Okay. So I'm shuffling right now. I keep getting this card. Okay. Well, the first one says nature. So, you know, whenever we're trying to connect to ourselves and to our higher power, you'd call him God. I think nature is a great place to start. So So I encourage all of you to go out in nature and just, you know, connect to God or your higher power, however you do that. Everybody's different. And, the first card says nature. Second card, it says authority. And on this card, there is an angel that has his arms outstretched to the side and is looking up into, like, this beam of sunlight that's streaming down into, like, kind of looks like a cave almost. And he is in a position of surrender. So surrender and submission. So if for whoever out there is having trouble kind of just giving up that power to someone else or something else, like a higher power, it won't hurt to step down and submit. Just as long as, you know, whoever it is, whether it's boss or even if it's God, you know, submitting to the will of that authority will actually lessen the stress on you and help you to just help you to move forward in life. So hopefully that resonates with somebody out there who's listening. And then I have this card again that I haven't really been drawing until recently. And it says, look through the situation. So whatever situation this may be, whether it's, like I said, with a boss, someone that you work with, like a superior, or someone that basically you answer to, it's telling you to look through the situation. So what that tells me is look past the obvious. You know, there may be a reason why you might not like this person, but there's probably just something going on with them that causes friction there. And just try and look past the obvious. You know, kind of read in between the lines. So, the readings today are a little bit jumbled for me for some reason. I don't know if my connection is bad. As far as spiritually, it's a little off today. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm human, so, you know, happens. And I just want you all to know, for whoever happens to be listening, I am still taking callers, so I'm open for calls. And hopefully we will have some more people call in. If not, I might cut the show short to like 30 or 45 minutes. But since this show is also about exploring spirituality, I thought I'd let you all know what I've been doing. I am trying to get my business out there. And first, I was really, really, really focused on being a life coach. And I was trying to narrow down what it is that I could offer people. You know, what kind of a coach am I? And then eventually I narrowed that down with the help of this lady that was helping me to kind of do some soul searching. And I figured when I do my life coaching sessions, I want to be that coach that helps you change your perspective. So, like, say if you're a glass half full person, or a glass half empty, I'll help you change that perspective to glass half full, to more positive, optimistic viewpoint. And I do like life coaching and love to be able to help and interact, but I felt that my strengths really reside in what I discovered recently. It's called Reiki, or I think you pronounce it Reiki, but I do my own intuitive form of it, not exactly the traditional kind of Reiki, but still, it branches off from Reiki. So then I started with my new business venture, and it's called Christiana's, the name of my business, Christiana's Healing Hands. And you can find me online. It's www.christiana's, so Christiana's, and then healinghands.com. Yeah, I just recently made my website public, and on that website, I include my life coaching, which I named Promise Life Coaching, the name of my business, as well as I also offer hypnosis. I do oracle card readings. I do the chakra cleansing, which is basically Reiki. And I also offer email psychic readings via email. And my readings are, again, very intuitive, very, I'm an empath, and I'm also telepathic, so I have those abilities that I bring to the table, and I'm just bringing everything to the table, really, all the skills and everything that I have to offer, rather than just focusing on life coaching. I do have a Facebook page. I'm working on merging my life coaching business with the Healing Hands business. But for now, it's on my page Promised Life Coaching. It was a Christian-based business, and it was called Promised Christian Life Coaching by Christiana, but I shortened it to Promised Life Coaching. And also took out the word Christian because, you know, I'm still a Christian. I'm just not in the traditional sense. And I'm exploring other avenues of spirituality and religion. And I wanted to let people know that I'm here for everybody, not just Christians. I'm here to help everybody. And in the sessions that I offer, they're all tailored to the individual and their beliefs and their needs. And as far as any of my Christian beliefs go, I believe that it's, you know, a religion centered in love, and that it's about loving others and being selfless, like Jesus Christ was. So that's what I take from that, and I don't go strictly by the Bible and what it says, and hopefully that won't get me into trouble, but I am kind of breaking away from the strict path of a Christian, or the religion, I should say, and exploring shamanism. I'm exploring Wicca and, you know, the craft. As well as crystal healing, I also incorporate that into my Reiki, the chakra cleansing sessions. And I'm very interested in Buddhism and teachings from the East. So some people might call it New Age, but really this stuff is ancient and has been around since, you know, prior to Christianity, prior to, you know, especially shamanism and Wicca. Some people call it the old religion. So I'm breaking away from religion and venturing more into spirituality. And my goal has been to incorporate that all into my business and make it something, like on my blogs, make it something very personal yet and relatable, you know, as I heal and grow. I am hoping that you will too. So I figure if I can relate and bring different issues to the table, different things that I'm personally going through and trying to relate to my audience that way, that that I can better empathize with you and offer some better advice. Because, you know, whatever I'm going through, I'm sure others have gone through it and would benefit from learning about my, you know, what I've learned, basically. But in the sessions that I provide, it's all just, you know, it's focused solely on the client, not on me. So it's about the client in the session. I was talking about my blog a minute ago, but that's a little bit different. So, yeah, again, if you're interested, you can find me. My nickname, it's my new, I guess you could say my witch name, Lady Goldie. But on Facebook, my real name's Christiana, and you could find me on Facebook, Christiana LaDucer. We can connect there. I'm open for friend requests, so that's fine. I don't have any callers on the switchboard, but I'm letting you all know again that I'm open for callers. And I'm also open for callers If you're interested in discussing spirituality or anything that you have recently tried, if you're venturing on a new path like I am, you can call it and let me know. I will be taking a short break in a few minutes, and you'll hear some background music. It might be a little difficult to hear it, but I'm still learning how to use the system, so just bear with me. Okay. All right, I will be taking a 5-minute break, and then I will be back. All right, thanks. Okay, everybody, I am back from my break. It was a 5-minute break. So, I was expecting more callers today, but that's okay. I think if I don't get, you know what, I'm actually going to cut the show short today. But hopefully tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. I will get more callers and I can give you all your readings. Next time I will come prepared with more material for the show. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a nice day. Bye.